Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host today, and it's a delight to have you back with us again. We're going to be talking to somebody who specializes in the use of the emotion code. It's an energy-based healing practice that specializes in the emotion code. Her practice, by the way, is called Emotional Peace. So they work together, and it's really quite fascinating. For those of you who don't know anything about the emotion code, I think you're going to find it really, really interesting, especially if you are in any way not feeling delightful and happy about your life and physically, or if you suffer from depression or despair or pain that you can't get rid of. This is anxiety is another, PTSD. If you have that, fibromyalgia, if that's one of your problems. These are just some of the issues that the emotion code has proven to be such a really big help for. And our guest is an expert in this field and someone who practices it and who helps people, whether they are near where she is located, which happens to be in Findlay, Ohio, or whether they are in New York or Miami or Cincinnati. It really doesn't matter. She can help them on the telephone, of course, obviously. So I want to point out a little bit about her story. Our guest is Myrna Bird. She's the founder of, again, her practice, Emotional Peace. And she describes it best as an energy-based healing practice that specializes in the emotion code, which, of course, is a revolutionary healing modality that allows people to release their trapped negative emotions. And you'd be amazed at how serious trapped negative emotions can be. They contribute to, and in some cases, directly cause physical and emotional pain, as well as illness and even disease. Myrna says she believes we're all put here to be successful and enjoy life and to live life in abundance and not despair and desperation. And the emotion code is such a blessing. She knows how miserable life can be. She's been there herself. And she knows what is better. And she is living proof that life can be wonderful after years of being miserable. Like so many people, she's gone through a number of painful experiences in her life. She will explain some of that for us. And as she says, her emotions controlled her life. Depression and despair would hit, and she would plummet into a period of darkness. All of her laughter and joy left, and it would be gone for months, even years on end. And she says it was a very limiting way to live. She was determined to find a better way. So she tried a number of healing modalities. She found limited relief through medication and counseling. But it wasn't until a friend recommended to her that they go to an emotion code seminar that she finally discovered the path for which she had been searching. And at that seminar, the subject of heart walls came up, like your heart, heart walls. And she said her ears really perked up to that. It was a new revelation for her. Could this be the missing piece she had been looking for? And as it turned out, it really was. She believed she had finally found the answer. She says it's not our fault or weakness, but energy trapped within us that keeps our bondage. Well, she learned all about the emotion code, and now she helps people achieve freedom from a wide range of issues, and I've mentioned some of them. She used to work with people in healing, in a healing ministry, and it was very successful. But she says the pain you had to go through was excruciating. You had to drag people through painful memories, and they were understandably resistant. But now with the emotion code, she can all do it in one simple session. She does what used to take 5 or 6 difficult and painful sessions before. And people don't really have to hurt. They don't have to engage in the pain. They just release it. And they do that through the emotion code. So with that, let me bring on our guest. And we will start to talk about this very fascinating subject. I hope you're interested in it, especially if you have some of these ailments. Again, our guest is Myrna Bird. It's spelled B-U-R-D. Myrna is a resident out in Findlay, Ohio. She sees people in person if they're in the Findlay, Ohio area. Otherwise, you can talk to her on the telephone and find relief. Her practice is called Emotional Peace. And let us welcome Myrna Bird to our line. Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio today, Myrna. How are you? Nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here, and I'm great.
Well, you sound great. I know that. So obviously, you have certainly found some relief. As you pointed out, you had periods of depression throughout your life and despair. Talk to me a little bit about what you were suffering from and how you finally found this freedom from the emotion code. Just a little brief recap of your story.
Well, I was one of those people that began life a little difficult and lived in a quite harsh growing up period. Growing up in my home was very harsh. Both of my parents had emotional difficulties. And when you were raised in a home like that, it does rub off on the children. In our case, there was not a lot of stability. And so when you don't have stability, there's a lot of fear, anxiety. And as you grow older, you discover that you are being plagued by depression. And it affects your adult life, even though you're not in that same situation. And then as I became an adult and married, I had a good marriage. First year of marriage, though, we produced a little girl. And within a very short time, our little girl died. That was very traumatic for me. I'd never experienced a death before. And then to have a baby die, not having known how to grieve or see someone grieve, and having had the emotional distress that I was raised with, it just added to all of the factors. And at that point, I had a very difficult time bringing myself out of the grief. It just turned into very dark depression. As the years went by, not only did the depression continue, but pain upon pain upon pain began to be added to my body to the point where it was actually difficult cleaning my home, doing things that everybody else seemed to be able to do, which again added to feeling like a failure, not being able to do what I needed to do as a person. And I always had this deep, deep faith that God put us here for a reason. We're supposed to have an abundant life. He said, I came to give you life and life more abundant, but I certainly wasn't living that, but I knew I was supposed to. So I searched a lot, went through holistic health, learned about nutrition, all of those things helped, learned about our thoughts. That helped too to change that. And I was doing pretty well until my husband died when I was 35, leaving me with four children, a home that was half built, and pretty much a devastating experience for me. I raised the kids myself alone at that point, but one of the things that I was left with from my childhood was extreme fear and anxiety, which anybody knows anything about those kinds of issues, it puts pain in your tissues to the point where muscle spasms, back setting up, pain throughout all the muscles, terrible pain if someone touched me, fatigue terribly, and yet wasn't able to get through it. Just had to keep forcing myself to function, thinking, I'll make it until the kids get grown. I can make it until the kids get grown. But I knew that was not God's plan for my life, so I kept searching and searching and searching. I was helped a great deal by an inner healing ministry, and that restored a great deal of my life and helped with the pain. But then just when I thought I was getting better, I remarried, got into a bad situation, ended up losing that, and not only losing that marriage after 7 years, but everything else, including my home. So there I found myself again, and this time it just seemed like I can't climb out of this bucket. It's too deep. It's too hard. It keeps happening over and over again in my life. I do really well. I understand. But what's wrong? Why does this keep happening? And one of my very good deep spiritual friends introduced me to Dr. Bradley Nelson's Emotion Code book. I read it and I thought, well, this is interesting. I believe this. I understand the magnetism of the body. The next thing that happened, though, was I seemed to sink just deeper. And then she said, Myrna, this lady's given a seminar on the emotion code, we need to go. So went to Detroit to hear Ruth Kent, and she did one small treatment on my back for the heart wall. And after she did that, when I went back to my seat, the lady that had been working with me looked at me and said, "Oh my gosh, Myrna, you've got to go to the bathroom and look at your eyes. Your eyes are soft and sweet now. They're not sad anymore." And I was astonished. My eyes were so soft and sweet that I definitely wanted to not wear makeup for a while because I loved the way they looked. It had released some terrible tension in me. And even my kids said, "Mom, you look so different." I continued to work with Ruth, and instead of wanting to just give up and die, I had hope. I had a pain in my foot. I could not walk for an entire year correctly because the pain was so bad. Podiatrists, doctors, everything they did, nothing helped. Physical therapy, nothing helped. It just was so cramped. Ruth worked with me one night for an hour, and after she was done, I could walk normal again. And it was amazing. I thought, oh my word, I don't have to give up. I can get better. And little by little, working with Ruth, and the thing is, folks need to remember, you didn't get this way in a day. Issues that you've carried, they're embedded. It takes a little time to get rid of them. But each time I work with someone, without fail, each time I work with someone, they feel different. They either have less physical pain or they feel lighter and happier and see something change in their life.
Wow.
So there we go.
You tell an extraordinary story. You're very good at telling that story, I must tell you. Obviously, you've had a lot of pain in your life. I can certainly sympathize with that. And I'm really amazed. I'm familiar with the name of Ruth Kent. I think she's fairly well known in this field. But in working with her, you began then to decide that this is something you wanted to do to help other people. Is that how your practice began, the practice which you call emotional peace, right?
Yes. In fact, the day I went to that seminar, I had made the decision that I had to have something in my life to keep me going. And I'm the kind of person that I must give to others. I just must. That's what gives me my greatest joy. If you ask me what my biggest passion in life was, my biggest passion is to see others experience abundance in their life. And when I see that, I get happy. And so I knew with what Ruth was doing, I've always had these intuitive gifts. I've worked with healing ministries before and had fabulous success. I have a powerful prayer anointing that I obtained when I went down to Argentina when they were experiencing revival down there. And I literally have always had this thing where if I lay hands on people, they feel better. Or I've actually had one person who their heart attack reversed, another lady that her fever disappeared when it had been going on for days, and the doctors didn't know what to do with her, and other things like that. So I knew I had healing gifts. I didn't have a way to direct them at this point. And I saw this, and when it worked on me, I said, "Okay, God, if this is what my path is, I'm willing." And so the first time Ruth worked on me, after we got done, I said, "I want to sign up for this, and I want to sign up under you." And she's taken me under her wing.
Very good. I'm interested to know, when you say when Ruth worked on you, what do you actually do to utilize and benefit from the emotion code? What does it involve?
Well, I love this part of it. What you do is the person literally has an electrical body all around your physical body. We are entirely electrical. That's what we are. If you get right down to the little atoms, that's what holds them together. So we are working with the human electrical energy. And in this electricity, it's magnetic. They can actually take machines and measure the magnetic field of a human. The heart wall has a large magnetic field around it, the heart does. And what we are doing is when a person has something traumatic happen in their life, it changes the energy in their electrical field. So instead of having nice, even flow in your electricity so that those impulses can get back and forth in the body the way they're supposed to speak to the brain, they get all convoluted. they get like somebody crinkled up the wires. And so do you get a clear message? No, you get a crinkled up message. And it doesn't go straight. And a lot of times what happens is whatever happened at that point, it's like that energy spasmed, stayed there, and instead of going back to normal, it holds them in that pattern of pain. So even though they're not really experiencing that anymore, the body still thinks they are. And it creates the depression, the emotion that was going on at that time, or the pain. And so what I do then is we have a magnet that we use, and you have the main meridians in the back, which are called the governing meridian. This is from the acupuncture system, which we know acupuncture works. And you take that magnet, and when you discover, you do some muscle testing, which is kinesiology. Many people use it. I just saw John Canfield using this on YouTube this past week. Kinesiology, muscle testing, that tells us, that gives you the opportunity to speak to the subconscious mind. Their subconscious mind knows exactly what's going on. So you ask the subconscious mind through kinesiology, muscle testing, what emotion is blocked? And it will guide you through our charts to that particular emotion. At that point, what happens is you take the magnet, and what really clears it is thoughts. Now, your thoughts have energy. We all know if somebody's staring at you across the room, you feel it. It's because there's energy exchange. You feel it. So our thoughts have energy. Yes, it is true. And so when you are projecting your thoughts into that main meridian, that electrical meridian, you can change the electricity, and the magnet magnifies that. So if we do is, as the practitioner, is we focus on the most powerful thoughts that there are, which is love and gratitude. And so we focus on love and gratitude. I get a picture of something that brings me extreme joy, love, and gratitude, which happens to be my grandbabies. And I take the magnet and run it over the main meridian of their back three times, projecting love and gratitude into that area. And I can feel it. I can even feel it right now when I start to think about that. And that goes into that their body, and it just flows into their electrical system. And it says, oh, I can let go now. And it does. It lets go. You will see people visibly stand up straighter and say, wow, I feel so much lighter. This is amazing. So that's how it works.
You know, I'm prompted to ask you because I know, as I said before, you work with people in person who come to see you, but you also work with clients on the telephone, maybe even Skype,
yes.
I'm not sure. But
yes.
If it requires the use of a magnet on using it on somebody's body, how can you be of help to them by talking to them on the phone? How does that work?
Well, that's the most interesting part. Again, we are electrical, okay? Thoughts are electric. And I just heard John Canfield tell this story this week, too, so I thought I would use it today, that while the astronauts were in space, they do some different tests to see things when they're in space. One of the tests that they had them do was they had packs of cards with different shapes on them, and they weren't simple shapes like circles and squares. They were much more intricate shapes. Then they would have the astronauts take out one of those cards, not tell anybody which one they were taking out, focus on it, and try to focus that thought and send it back to the Earth. They also then had a group of students in a psychology classroom in a particular college that they were using at that point in time to see if telepathy, is there really telepathy? Can we really do this? And it was amazing the number, which they said had to be more than coincidence, the number of people that were picking up the exact correct diagram that the astronaut was looking at. Thoughts have energy. We have always known thoughts have energy and that it's important to think good thoughts rather than negative thoughts because you feel differently. So when I am with a person and they say to me, yes, Smyrna, you may connect with me, then what I do is I will ask their subconscious mind to let me connect with them. Just like I can talk to you over the phone and the electric impulses go back and forth, because you know that's how you hear, correct? All eyesight, all our senses and our ears, it's your electric impulse. So I can actually send my electric impulse to them and I can pick up their subconscious mind because it's all electric impulse. through the phone by doing the kinesiology the same way.
Wow. That's pretty fascinating.
It's a little,
that's really,
it's,
you know, a lot of people who hear you talking about the use of electricity in the body, they've never heard of this. I know, I'm sure. And they say, what are you talking about? But it's there. There is electricity in the body. Let me ask you, how do you feel now that you've learned all this? Has this changed your whole life?
Oh, it has changed my life upside down, and it's an amazing upside down. For me, because I'd had such success in healing modalities in my previous life, and like I had said to you earlier, I've been working in holistic health and different things for 30 years. This seems to be the culmination because it's the easiest, it's the quickest. I actually see people have lasting results always before they'd snap back. And that's what I would do. I would get to a certain point, but then some crisis in my life would happen and I would snap back to the old pattern. I didn't know why I'd snap back. I didn't want to. I knew better, but I just couldn't seem to help it. But with this, what it did was that it released the energy that kept pulling me back. So there's nothing there to pull me back anymore. I can just keep going straight, and I am. I am so different. My kids because I'm still working with Ruth. I still want more change. I want extreme abundance. And my kids looked at me, and I said, I don't know. I can't make that decision yet. I'm still changing. And Mariah goes, I know. Mariah is my daughter. I know. You haven't stopped changing, Mother. You're just kind of rolling right along. So, yes, it has made amazing difference. I am able to do physical things now that I was not able to do. Am I completely out of pain? Not yet. But I have hope, and I can do things now that I could not do 4 months ago. 4 months ago. I am that much better.
I've heard stories about how people who benefit from the emotion code, from who've suffered pain like back pain, shoulder pain, whatever for a good part of their lives, and in one session of the emotion code, it has disappeared. It's that drastic.
Yes.
And you talked about your foot, how it really almost caused the pain to go away. What, almost instantly? Is that right?
It did. She worked on me for 1 hour, and it left that night. When I woke up the next morning, it was completely gone. My foot was completely normal. I could wear my shoes again. I could walk again. I wasn't limping. It was amazing.
Talk to me a little bit about the wall around your heart. It's an emotional wall, and a lot of people find that hard to grasp, but that really is what you have to get through. You break down that wall around the heart. Is that right, in essence?
Yes. That's one of the areas, yes. Almost everyone has heart walls. Heart walls are literally, they can actually measure the electricity in the heart because the heart has its own separate electrical body. And one of the things, we've all said it and we think it's metaphoric. Oh, yeah, I put up a wall. So they can't. I will not let him in again. I put up a wall. You literally put up a wall. I put up a wall. I'm not going to let anybody hurt me like that again. You literally put up a wall. And the wall is great. Dr. Bradley describes it as, it's like a bomb shelter. It keeps you safe during the bomb. You need it. You're being attacked. You need that wall. You put it up. It's an electrical shield that goes up. But then what happens when everything's clear and there's peace? Somebody needs to tell you it's okay to come out of the bomb shelter. If you stay in the bomb shelter, there's nothing that can, you can't grow, you can't get fresh things, you can't have new anything. And people will say, I can't experience love. I feel like I'm on the outside looking in. Everybody else gets to experience the joy, but I don't. How come? It's because they've got those walls. Not only do those walls prevent someone from hurting you, but they also prevent you from letting love in, from letting joy in, from allowing yourself to grow and expand, because it holds you there. That's fear. Don't want to get hurt again. Don't want to take that risk again. I'll never. If people have ever said that, they've put up a wall. I'll never let anybody do that to me again. Put up a wall.
Yeah.
Because they don't realize. And then what happens is you're blocking that energy. We need to have an energy exchange, just like a sponge. Sponge dries up and is no good unless it keeps being used with the water in and out, in and out. It's the same thing. Just like your muscles, got to use your muscles or else they atrophy. Same thing with this. You got to have that wall taken down so you can truly experience life abundantly.
Wow. One other quick question. Can you do the emotion code by yourself, on yourself? Or do you need to connect with somebody like you?
You do not have to, but I will tell you it's like almost anything else. For some reason, we're made to work with each other. I'm a very independent person, and I always tried to do it myself. So I learned everything I could so I could do it myself. My children hardly ever went to the doctor because I did it myself. I'm like the little red hen, you know, with their little chicks making their own bread. And it, And so, but what the one thing that I've learned is that we do need to connect with other people. I couldn't truly heal until another person came in. And the reason was because the trauma that we experienced was so great, we had to protect ourselves. So it's difficult for us to trust ourselves even enough to let go of that. Where someone from the outside can work on it, and they're totally disconnected, so their energy is free of that fear.
Well, you tell an extraordinary story. You're so good at telling it. Obviously, you're great at this. It just comes across. I want to point out that our guest is Myrna Bird, is her name. The best way to get in touch and to learn more about what Myrna does is to go to her website. You'll get information there. And her website is Myrna, and it's spelled M-Y-R-N-A, and Bird is B-U-R-D, Myrna Bird, emotionalfreedom.com. That's the website, Myrna Bird, emotionalfreedom.com. I would strongly encourage you to go there. You can find how to get in touch with Myrna. You get a link to her and be in touch. And obviously, she can be of help if you've got problems. We only have about 3 minutes left, Myrna. Give me one of your success stories. You must have many of people who've come to you with all kinds of issues and problems. Just give me an example.
I want to give you a fun one. I have a couple of ladies that I've worked with recently. One of them, she called me and she said, Myrna, you're just not going to believe this. It had been about 6 weeks after I worked with her. I only worked with her one time, and we released some anxiety from her throat and worked on the heart wall. And she said, you're not going to believe this. My hair is growing. You're what? She said, I have tried to grow my hair for the last 8 years, and I've only got about 6 inches of hair growth because it grows so slowly. Can you imagine that? 8 years and 6 inches? She said, In the last 6 weeks, my hair has grown so much that everybody is noticing. So I'm wondering if this is a cure for baldness. But
well, you might be onto something there. That's interesting. That is great.
So we have experienced relief from pain. That's kind of an easy one. Relief from pain, relief from anxiety, relief from depression. The other one that I wanted to tell you is another one that's a little unusual. We worked on, I don't even remember
Make
exactly
what
we worked on. She was dealing with clutter in her life. And all of a sudden, she's cleaning up her clutter. And she said she's never been able to get rid of it before. And with one session, clutter gone in her life.
Wow. Myrna, this has been really fascinating. You sound happy. You really sound, are you happy? You are happy, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes,
yeah, it comes across, no question about it. Listen, this has been great. Thank you so much for telling us all about it. For those folks who've heard of the emotion code and don't know anything about it, here is a lady who really can be of help to you. She has learned all about it, and she got into it the hard way because she needed to find something to help out, and obviously it did. Again, our guest has been Myrna Bird, M-Y-R-N-A-B-U-R-D. And her website again, Myrna Bird, emotionalfreedom.com. Myrna, thank you for the time. I've really enjoyed hearing your story. You tell a great, great story, and we thank you for being with us, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And that'll do it for this edition of Close Up, everybody. We really enjoy having you with us. Hope you've learned something today. I know I've learned a lot from Myrna, and She's just been a great guest. Have a great weekend wherever you are. See you next time right here on CUTV News Radio. Bye for now.